Who better to give advice on how to find a woman online than from a woman online?
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top online dating tips for men. Before I dive into all of these tips though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. So this quiz will actually pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, it's fun, it's easy, and it's totally free. So don't forget to click the link that's popping up above me. It's also found in the description down below to go take our quiz and then come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we'd love to know. Also, do not forget to check out our deals page, which will also be linked above me and in the description down below. We here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click that link in the description or above me to go to our deals page and see if you could possibly save yourself some dough. So nowadays, online dating apps are really the most major way that people are meeting each other and finding relationships. There's a ton of people on these apps, and that means a lot of competition. Especially if you are a man, you want to make a good impression because your competition is probably double that women have to face. So you want to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward. You want to remain true to yourself, but you also want to make a great first impression. So these are going to be some psychological tips to psych yourself up for a positive dating experience and shape the way you think about online dating, as well as some practical tips that you can apply to your online dating profiles and social media as well. So let's start with the first tip, which is that you need to know what you're looking for. So you're not going to find any success if you don't know what success is to you. Are you looking for a long-term serious relationship? Are you looking for a casual fling? Something in between, possibly? Whatever it is that you're looking for, you have to know it and go for that specifically. If you're just scrolling on online dating apps without any end goal in mind, then you're never going to find any success because there's no success that you're actually aiming for. Also, once you've figured out exactly what you want, make sure to choose the dating site or dating app that best represents that. If you're looking for a casual, one-time fling or something like that, then go towards dating apps and sites that cater towards that, maybe more of the Tinders of the world. If you're looking for a serious long-term monogamous relationship, maybe marriage, maybe aim more for eHarmony or maybe OkCupid or just things that are more geared towards that. So pick the dating site that best reflects what it is that you are actually looking for. And also, this could really save yourself some time, because if you go on the appropriate sites for what you're looking for and you have what you're looking for written in your bio, this can weed out people who are on a total different plane than you. The second tip that we have for you is to put yourself in the shoes of your potential match. So if you are a guy who is looking to date a woman, think about how online dating is from her perspective. Women on online dating sites are usually bombarded with tons of messages on a daily rate. The thing is, though, doesn't mean those are all quality messages from quality people that she might be seeking. So in that case, you want to send something to her that's going to stand out from the crowd. Some men like to argue that women have all the choice in the world on online dating sites or dating in general because of all the messages that we do get. I would argue, however, what good is a bunch of choices if they're all subpar choices? It's like if you're going to a buffet, but the buffet is only like anchovies, then what's the good of it? But if you, in the middle of this anchovy buffet, are like a cheeseburger, then you'll really be the only true choice that there is. You know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. Before I go on to the next tip, if you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give this video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Let's go ahead and talk about the next tip. It all has to do with photos. So we're moving on to more practical tips now. So in the online dating world, your photos are really one of the most important aspects of your profile, probably the most important. You're not meeting these people out at a bar, at a park, a cafe, or etc. You're meeting them online, and this is your first impression. This is the first glimpse they'll ever get of you. And usually in a lot of dating apps, they involve sort of swiping mechanisms. You have like a split second to make that first impression. If they don't like it, they're gonna go on to the next. It's too easy. So you need to keep up with the game. You have to have solid photos. How can you do that? Well, here are a few tips. First off, make sure your photos are up to date. If they're from a decade ago, it's not going to be great for anyone, because you're just going to be a catfish in the end. Do ones that are up to date within the last 6 months, ideally. Also, make sure that they are high quality photos. You don't want to be shooting your pictures on a potato. People want to actually see what you look like, so get rid of that old Nokia selfie and get a solid one. Speaking of selfies, it's usually a Not a great sign if you have too many mirror selfies, so try to avoid them. Instead, try to get photos of yourself maybe on a hike, with a pet, just laughing in the sun, something that's better than just a mirror pic. And also make sure that you're not putting random photos of things that aren't you. No matter how much you love your car, I guarantee that that's not going to help you in the online dating world. Save that for a car subreddit or something else. It's irrelevant. Don't put pictures of things that aren't you. Also, try to avoid too many pictures with a group of people with your friends. It might be good to have maybe one or two with some friends doing something fun, but if there's a huge group of people, it's definitely not a great sign because it's hard to distinguish who you are out of the rest of them, and it's not focusing on you enough. The next tips are all to do with creating a solid bio. So the second thing that's most important on online dating sites, besides your photos, is your bio, what you're going to write about yourself, your summary. So you don't want to write a whole novel here, you definitely do not want to write nothing. Something lighthearted that kind of explains a little bit of basics about yourself, that would be great. Make sure to avoid this major mistake that we see men making often in the online dating world, and that is to put down women in their bios, or to diss people, or to write a list of demands that they want. This all comes across as pretty immature, demeaning, and aggressive. I think that some men approach this in the way that they're thinking, oh, well, if I put down other women for this, this, and this, maybe if you say something like, oh, I don't like women who have too many bikini pictures, maybe this will make other women who don't do that feel better, so then they'll message me. The thing is, women support women. They don't like seeing men make fun of other women. It's not a good look. Avoid it. This brings me actually to the question of the day. What's the most insane bio that you've ever read? With the most crazy things that they've said, maybe it's super angry, maybe it's just ridiculous, whatever. We'd love to hear your story. So write in the comments below, what's the craziest thing that you've read on someone's dating profile? Next practical tip we have for you is to personalize your first message. I mean, all of them, but definitely your first one. Again, this is one of your first impressions when you're meeting somebody and you want to put your best foot forward and you want to stand apart from the crowd. So I mentioned earlier, when you think about women's experience with online dating, they're getting bombarded with so many messages and so many of them are lackluster, they're low effort. And if you just message somebody, hey, honestly, this is one of the worst things you can do because the chances of getting a response from that are literally slim to none. What you want to do instead is to look at their profile, read their bio, look at their pictures, and the best thing you could probably do is to find something that you guys have in common. She's fishing. You could say, oh, if you like fishing, you could say, I love fishing, blah, blah, blah. Have you been to this place before? Definitely ask a question. You don't want to just say nice fish or something. You want to say something like, oh, have you ever fished at this lake? And what's the biggest fish you caught? Blah, blah, blah. Something like that. Start actual conversation that's going to make her intrigued and want to talk to you. Also, try to avoid the first message being overly sexual or too forward, because this is also one of the more surefire ways to get ignored, unless you're specifically going for that and you're on a dating app that's catered towards that specifically. If you want something that's not, you know, just physical, then try to avoid going too far in that direction in the first message. I'm kind of having fun making this video. I feel like I'm letting off some steam as I'm telling these tips, so I hope you're enjoying it too. But let's go on to our next tip, number 6, which is going to be converse to the person online as you would in real life. So when exchanging messages, it's very important to realize that this is a real person that you're talking to. Try to avoid overly, like, text speak, like, oh my gosh, you're so hot, or something like that. It's not a great way to have a conversation flowing, and you wouldn't probably say that to someone in real life. You wouldn't go up to someone and say, send nudes. I hope you wouldn't anyway. So just try to make an actual human connection. That's really one of the best things to keep in mind here. The person you're talking to is a human, and they would love to connect to you, most likely, if you, you know, try for that. Okay, the next tip here is to read the room. So this does come with a little bit of intuitiveness that you will have to learn if it doesn't come naturally to you, but try not to be overly affectionate or too clingy from the get-go or too cold and distant. So there is a fine line you do have to walk here, and it does get better with time the more you sort of learn the push and pull when it comes to these things. But if you're sending, like, for example, a bunch of messages, like 3-4 messages in a row, and they haven't replied, it's time to stop, you know? Read the room. They're not interested or they're busy. Give them time and they'll either respond or not. But the more you keep sending messages, it's just not going to help you. But you also do not want to go too far in the other direction where you're super distant or taking too long to reply back to messages. You want to read the room. If they're interested in you, you have to, you know, go with the flow and, you know, display your interest back. back, assuming you are interested. Also, another example of reading the room. If you're having a serious conversation, don't just cold turkey, send a picture or something like that. On that note, by the way, this might be a great time to mention, do not send an unsolicited picture of you-know-what to a woman, ever. The eighth tip we have for you is to not play the field too much. So when you're online dating, you probably will be talking to multiple people at once, and there's nothing wrong with that. You do want to do that. However, if you are talking to too many people all at once, this is going to hinder your responses and conversations with each of them. And it's going to become clear over time that you're not taking it seriously with these people, that you are having these conversations and maybe you're forgetting details or etc. It becomes very obvious, and you may be missing out on the opportunity to actually find that one person who suits you because there's just too many options on your plate to narrow down to one. And these people might start to walk out of the situation once they realize that you're talking to too many people. If you're going to be talking to multiple people on different dating apps or just trying out different dating apps or dating sites, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps, and why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click the link that's popping up above me, it's also in our description down below, to go to our deals page, see what we have on offer, and possibly save yourself some money. The ninth tip we have for you is, if you like this person, ask them out already, meet them in person. So it can be a little bit nerve-wracking to take your conversation from online to real life, but you know, that should be the end goal. If you want to actually meet someone for marriage, for casual dating, whatever the purpose is, you want to actually, you know, go towards there sooner than later. You don't want to spring it, you know, immediately, but when the time seems right, you should definitely go towards meeting in real life. If you take too long to, you know, advance this connection, then they might feel like you never actually want to meet in the first place. They might move on to someone who's going to meet them sooner. So if you like them, ask them out. Now let's talk about the last tip here, which is also a very, very important one, which is to handle rejection well. So you're online dating, you're talking to a bunch of different people, and they're talking to a bunch of different people. Rejection comes with the territory. Doesn't matter how good looking you are, how charismatic, how successful, you're going to get rejected at some point or another, probably very often. Don't take this personally, and it's very important to understand how to deal with this. So do not become angry, don't start the blame game, don't, you know, self-sabotage, don't feel too bad about yourself or anything, definitely not. This is just par for the course. If you actually maintain a good attitude about online dating and rejection itself, this is going to help you immeasurably, because you're going to maintain a good sense of self, you're going to maintain your own confidence, you're not going to become bitter. This is the best thing you can do. Just understand it's going to happen and move on. But that's going to just about wrap up this video. I hope that you found these tips helpful. If you want to find out your perfect online dating site or dating app, do not forget to check out our quiz, which is going to be linked above me, and it's in the description down below. So you can go take the quiz and find out the best dating site for you. Also, do not forget to check out our deals page, which will also be linked above me and in the description down below, because we're always getting awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps and wanting to save you money, so don't forget to click on that. Also, now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Do not forget to answer the question of the day as well. What's the craziest bio that you've read while online dating? We'd love to hear the tea in the comments down below. But thank you so much for watching. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!